We've got Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger here in the studio. I haven't seen you in 2 days, but it was an exciting party. It was the 4th of July at Keenan Stadium.
And what?
It was
I still can't hear you.
Right? The fireworks just keep getting bigger and boomier and louder every single year, right?
The music, too. It was a fabulous show. It was just amazing. I told you, it warmed my heart to see such a diverse crowd of every age group, every just background. Like you said, it was just some, and all having a good time.
Yeah.
Despite the heat.
Despite the heat, yeah.
Despite the
packed
crowd.
It was about 90 degrees out
there. It was
packed. Yeah.
We were down there, you know, dancing before to get ready. And then when I asked the crowd, where if you were from Chapel Hill, to stand up and wave,
yes,
a large group.
Yeah.
From Carrboro, stand up and wave. And if you were from somewhere else, that was the overwhelming amount. So we'll pick Orange County, all kinds of things next year and see what we get. But
there you go, yeah.
But that was good to know, too. Yeah. People come from near and far.
Like even beyond Chapel Hill and Carrboro, you know, you think, okay, so Hillsboro, Orange County, Durham, okay, that's most of it. But even beyond that, right? Like I was hosting the watermelon contest on behalf of DSI. So, you know, a grain of salt with all of that. But the winner of the watermelon contest was from England.
Came all
the way over from England. Another person had come from San Francisco 4 days earlier. And
we are very multicultural place.
From all over the place. Yeah, definitely.
No, I think it's where Chapel Hill shines really brightly. And I told you we're listed in the top 10 places in the country for fireworks display. And you consider we're actually considered a small town. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But the music was fun. The whole, just the atmosphere was fun. And it just really, really enjoyed
and
it.
We and we did not pull you up on stage this time.
Oh, you didn't make me do any. Oh, Ron tried to get me to do a rap song. But that is not in the mayor's
skill set. I think he was kidding about that. Yeah.
But that was all really good. So we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, well, this week has been a little quieter at Town Hall.
Which is good.
A few employees have said they've had time to actually think this week because we can hear ourselves think.
Yeah.
And that's when a lot of long-range planning happens. As we are not having to prepare for meetings and things, we have a lot of strategy meetings and get things organized to move forward for the fall season.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's pretty good.
So what else is what is planning for the summer?
Take a look at all the results from the task force and the community input that happens from some of the development projects that went through the concept plan, what we're looking for, how the Rosemary Street Guide plays into some of this, looking at the budget and finance. You know, we closed out the fiscal year June 30th. We won't have actual numbers for a little bit, but I saw our finance department today.
Very nice.
And they're busy trying to figure out where, you know, how to make all that work. It really is just an opportunity, too, to think about. We're talking about our focus areas and our corridors and what that looks like and traffic and business growth and those kinds of things. So I'm excited. The Carolina Flex Park, the proposed project off Millhouse Road, where we did the light manufacturing or advanced manufacturing light industrial zone, has come forward with the project. So we'll be seeing that early fall. Just trying to work out all those things that play together and tie the groups together. So we spend a lot of time doing that. And it's
awesome.
Also cleaning out my desk.
Right, because this is the time of year when you look at your desk and you're like, oh, I have a spare minute.
Yeah,
I can do this.
We'll do some filing. Make sure we keep all that.
So right.
Speaking of filing, I'll be filing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Opens at noon tomorrow up at the Orange County Board of Elections for anyone running for local office. Just to put that out there,
yes.
If you're interested in running for local office.
A whole lot of positions open. Town council, Carrboro mayor, Hillsboro mayor.
School board. You got all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of things you could run for.
So you could get Medmen mayor. There you go.
Oh, yeah, you could do that, too. Yeah.
So there's a lot. So the filing period's 2 weeks. It's Friday, this Friday at noon, and closes on the 21st.
So it's going to be weird. We did this 2 years ago, and I mean, obviously, because we do this every 2 years, but we have the mayors of Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Hillsboro on the air, and like if there's a contended election, we've got to stop that for the period of the election season.
Then.
So
you can read out all the things.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
We'll keep the public informed.
Yeah, if you're uncontested, we'll keep going. If you are contested, we'll have a whole bunch of forums. It'll be cool. So
it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And a good way to find out. Today we were reshooting the video that plays before our council meetings because we have moved our council meetings to Wednesdays, and the current video that plays says, "Come join us on Mondays." don't show us. We ran out of shoot for Wednesday.
Can we just have someone like just record Wednesday and just have someone just like drop that in?
Yeah, I wish it had gone that. Now I had to read it all over again.
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, but it was good. It was a fun thing to do. And we're excited about putting that video out there. And people do are starting to put more little video clips on things, Facebook, all those kinds of things to inform people. And Orange County's trying it at the end of their meetings. They're doing a little video clip of what happened during the meeting. So we're looking at all that too. And the world moves along. So we got to go. This was the end of our third week of food for the summer.
Awesome.
We have served over 11,000 meals so far in 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, there's camps going on. There's
right.
All of our sites. We've had to rearrange. You know, you think you get it set and things rearrange. You get more kids showing up some sites and trying to create new sites and get the word out. Read to Achieve started this week, which is helping. We're still, the free book Wednesdays are still a huge hit, and we're looking at doing Mad Lib Mondays. So
nice.
Come on out and be a part of it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Like bring Mad Libs on.
Yeah,
oh,
Mondays.
I love that.
There
yeah.
you go. There you go. And we have a new thing this year with Youth Ambassadors. Got to meet with them today to doing activities with the kids on Tuesday. So we have Youth Ambassadors, which are actually our own kids, helping other kids
right.
And being engaged. So it's a fun. If you haven't signed up, please go to foodforthesummer.com. We'd love to have you participate. And I always say, you'll get more out of it than you have to
do. You
give.
Really do. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Monday night, we're holding a special meeting.
Yes.
Yes. Much to the chagrin.
Mimosas at 10 a.m.
For free the mimosas, the brunch bill. The General Assembly passed and the governor signed into law last Friday. A bill that says that towns, cities, and counties can opt in to both allowing restaurant establishments, any places that serve alcohol, to start at 10 a.m. on Sundays, i.e. that's why it's called the brunch bill.
Yep.
But there's also a provision to allow places that sell alcohol to start at 10 a.m. Mm. Chapel Hill is choosing just to wrestle with the one issue of allowing business restaurants to serve alcohol starting at 10, because we want to make sure that the public has ample opportunity to give input either way, and the selling of alcohol in a university town might have people who, and we have an alcohol coalition, and they're not here right now, so we give them the ability to weigh in. So we're going to talk about the one topic on Monday evening at 6 p.m. If you have an opinion on this, please email us, show up, call, whatever you'd like to do, and then we'll revisit the situation in September to see if we're going to consider the second part of this.
Okay, so restaurants separate from bars in this point. What is the difference?
Not bars,
between...
like grocery stores.
Oh, grocery stores.
Yeah,
okay,
so,
gotcha.
So separate, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. I was going to ask what the difference is technically between a restaurant and the bar, and there is a legal difference,
right. So anyway, so we're already having establishments call the mayor's office wanting to know if they can serve them this Sunday in anticipation. No, you need to wait.
Next Sunday. Yeah.
Next Sunday. So we decided to move ahead because it made sense for the summer just to have the discussion already, and we'll see what the vote shakes out to be.
Yeah. But and everyone's still around, so because the meetings, the end of the regular scheduled meetings just wrapped up,
yes,
right?
Last week, so.
Yeah, enough people are still around that you can
do
that.
So we'll definitely have a quorum. I think we have 8 of the 9 of us able to come on Monday night.
Okay.
So, and again, though, we'd love to hear from you. If you want to weigh in on it, please do.
Right.
And there is an Ephesus Fordham Design Guide workshop starting next Thursday, the 13th, at 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the library. We have free parking on Saturdays in July downtown,
yes.
So that means Saturdays and Sundays when you come to brunch. Free
parking. Park for free, there you go.
Park for free down there. And then I want to start getting on people's calendar that the solar eclipse is coming through North Carolina
that's right,
on August 21st.
We're not the full eclipse, but we're going to be like the 90% eclipse, aren't
we? On the western part of the state, so you're going to have to figure that
okay.
And then parts of South Carolina.
Right,
so
but we'll see a lot of it here,
we will see a lot of
it,
right, we will. So, and this will be the... I mean, this will be a rare opportunity.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen again in North Carolina for a very long time.
For a long time. So what day is it again?
August 21st.
August 21st. Okay.
Because
I'm going to be, it's hitting us at like 2...
Somewhere between 1 to 3. I don't have the exact
time.
I'll get
well,
it narrowed
whatever,
down for you next time.
At 3 o'clock, I have to be in here to be on the air. So as long as it's before 3 o'clock,
well,
I can be outside,
know,
look at it, come
in
and talk about it.
That day, Aaron. You can,
we can do a live...
Eclipse day. A live eclipse day.
Live eclipse remote. I like it. Yeah.
There you go.
That's cool. I got to see one of these in... I was in high school in Michigan. I was at Everett High School, and I think this was like 1996 or 97 or something like that. I just had my 20-year high school reunion, so like
that's the level of old
that I feel right now. But like 96 or 97, I was in high school. It was like senior year, I think, and we had a partial eclipse go through. We were in school the whole time, so we got to. Some people got to go outside and see it, and some people had to stay inside. But it's like it got noticeably darker during the middle of the day, and it was really cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So, like, still remember it 21 years
later. So there you go. So we'll bring more information, and probably we'll have the Moorhead on here talking about it. And please Google it. You'll find out where it's going. I know people are making plans to go certain places. A lot of state parks in the path are expecting a huge turnout. Again, you need special glasses. Watch it. You don't want to burn your retinas.
Right.
So there you go.
Or just stare right at it. Like, you don't want to stare right at it.
So
you can be outside when it's dark, and that's okay. But, if you want to actually look at the thing, you need the special glasses. I thought about taking the day off and just being like, I'm real sick today. I need to recuperate in South Carolina. I was like, no, that's not right. I have to stand
there. I think maybe you should consider being outside.
Enough time off as it is. Yeah.
In a big visible place.
And, I like that.
People coming out and joining you.
Very cool. Awesome.
So that's what's going on this week. Like I said, meeting on Monday night. And otherwise, we're just getting lots of work done and trying to catch up on the things that didn't get thoroughly taken care of that needed to be. So it's a good summer so far, but it's hot.
Very cool. Yeah. So again, free parking on Saturdays in July. So that's something to really get the
Come
word
on
out
downtown,
about.
Downtown, check it out. Yep. I said there's a lot going on. Carolina Square's opening. Target will be having
Its
great opening.
That's a week from Tuesday.
They had to move it.
Oh, they did have to move
it. Yes, so it's a week from Tuesday. It'll be on the 18th.
I asked several people if the 15th was hard and fast, and they were like, oh, no, Target only opens on certain days.
Well, it's going to be Tuesday, the 18th, so it'll be
this place
cool.
is never opening.
But come
on. It was funny. I was driving with a friend of mine, and we were driving on Franklin Street, and this was just the other day, and we drove past University Square. What are we calling it now?
Carolina Square.
Thank you. And we drove past it, and there was the Target signs. He looks out the window. This guy is in downtown Chapel Hill on a regular basis. He looks out the window and he says, Target is coming to Chapel Hill. I'm like, see, what I do for a living is I host this news show.
And yes, you give out lots of great information to everybody. But I think
but
it is cool,
really cool,
and I encourage people to come down. Coming downtown in the summer is just really, really fun.
Yeah.
It's a little bit slower pace because the university is not running full session. There's still a lot going on at the university, and it's easy to find places to park. It's easier to get into the restaurants, but it's just a nice experience to come park your car for free Saturday and Sunday and wander around. And experience what's going on, see the new construction, see the Rosemary Street improvements that we've done down there. And we're moving along with our alley improvements as well. We're going to be lighting up our alleys and doing all kinds of fun art with light to encourage people to move between blocks and knowing that things are safe and clean and fun. So come on down, check it out, and see what's going on.
Love it. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, thank you so much.
All right, talk to you next week.